Yeah, affirmative, I do.
Okay, on the bottom of that, plus, says the plus, CT. C is in cat, T is in Tom. You have that too?
Yeah, sure do.
Okay, that's good. That is excellent. Now, let me show you your power supply. Make sure your power supply is 13.8V. That's 13.8V. Do you have that?
Yep, affirmative. I do have that.
You all set, buddy? You all said, I cannot tell you anymore, but if you and a friend, there's an airport there, and if you put that frequency at the airport, you'll hear him. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. I think it's 118-400 is their main tower, but they got several over there that you can listen to. I just haven't plugged them in yet, but yeah, I plan on doing that, and I got a couple of ham bands repeaters up here in Flint on channel 40 and 41. I programmed them, and of course the NOAA ones are down, oh, I think like 400 and something, but I just skip over them, changed all the names. Instead of frequencies, I put the names of the actual repeaters in, so, and I skip over all the GMS stuff and just hit the repeaters I need to hit. Roger.
Roger. Okay. There's another one you can put, which is, I'll show you, it says VFO. Hold on there. Okay, look at on the radio on the left, it says V/M. You press that in, and it says VFO. You can put the frequency in there. Different one. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, I'm familiar with that.
Okay, now are you listening to two stations the same time or not? Two different stations.
No, I'm not listening to two, I don't believe. I just have it on channel mode right now.
Okay, because you can listen to two different stations. You know, I don't know which one you want, but what you do is, 1 minute. Okay, if you on right now 725 on top, and then the bottom, I don't know what you on, you can switch that 725 to go down, and you can put on top, the 625 by pushing the main, it says main button, and then a switch between A and B.